Am I loud enough for you all? Okay. So walking meditation, still in my mind hearing Andrea's instruction, it was very nice and it's kind of fresh, and I was struck by the Tanissara Bhikkhu instructions, and that a person might be focusing on looking in the candle. Maybe the sun. It's dark. The sun just begins to dawn, and you're looking at this where the sun begins to peak up, and there could be, you know, in a relaxed way, just be aware of it. But then, as you're there, the sun comes up more and more, and it starts filling everything with light, and it's like on the edges of your focusing on the sun becomes this, all this light and awareness of what's all around you. In the same way as we practice, that we might have a focus for the breath, but you might want to be careful not straining or trying too much, or thinking that the whole point of it is to really see clearly what that thing is. It's more like the sun coming up. You're staying there, and then allows the kind of the a present moment awareness to dawn and grow and become full. And you find yourself more and more just in the present moment in a clearer, clearer way. And that's when clear seeing begins happening, not from straining to look. And so I like also this idea of standing in the sun to get warm. You stand in the sun to get warm, but you don't run around the courtyard to get, you know, to catch all the sunlight. You just allow the sunlight to absorb into you. So there's something about, you know, it's very important, this idea of staying with what's going on, the breathing or the steps. But, you know, you don't want to overemphasize it either. Just enough to let the dawn come, and slowly this growth or the absorption or of the warmth or the awareness becomes, so you're more and more here. And that's supported a lot by a clear understanding or a clear even decision that this is what you want to do. Like, yes, I'm here to be present. I'm not here to daydream about, you know, the perfect retreat menu. And whatever the mind wanders off in, that's not actually the why you're here or that interesting. And some people don't make a clear enough decision, like, oh, this is what I want to do. And it's then easy to drift off in all kinds of ways. So the same with walking meditation. Walking meditation for some people is an acquired taste. That was for me. And I've come to love it, but it took a little while to do it, to appreciate it. And I've come to love it partly from the sense of relaxing into it and kind of feeling my whole being, especially my feet, are like a sponge. And everything, all the sensations that I'm aware of are just being absorbed or sponging in. Or I'm kind of walking in the rain, and slowly I get wetter and wetter. So as I kind of have this receptive mode as I walk, it seems to allow this growth of more the light, of more and more present, being here, really being here. I'm really here. So this is the means to really be here. So I find that with walking meditation, the usual instructions work very well for most people, which is to find a walkway that's about 20 or 30 paces long and simply walk back and forth. There are certainly other ways to walk. You can wander around or walk in circles or stuff like that. But sooner or later, as we get settled in, the simpler and simpler the walking is, it tends to be easier then to allow the kinesthetic movements of the body to kind of begin filling us, or let the sponge work and really take it all in. And so the simplicity of walking back and forth, 20, 30 paces, and it's often helpful to start by figuring out what pace, what speed works best for you at that particular time. And that could vary from walking period to walking period, from day to day, depending on what's going on for you. Generally, somewhat a little bit shorter, that slower than ordinary street walking pace is nice. But sometimes faster than that is good. And sometimes it's, you know, I've had lots of energy and lots of emotions coursing through me. And the only way that I could be really present for it was to really walk fast, like power walk. And that seemed like the most respectful for what was going on. And anything like holding myself slow was kind of bottling something up, but walking fast kind of let me be there with it. But if you want to walk really fast, then probably go outside or away from the people who are walking slow so you don't frighten them or something. And but some sense, you can find a pace that's right for you, that brings you a sense of ease, or seems right given what's going on. And then as you walk, I also find, as I begin walking that pace, to begin, that pace is one that also kind of promotes a little bit more ease of the mind. So you're not caught up in straining or trying too much, but you're more kind of like put yourself in this receptive mode to absorb what's happening, or to allow yourself to get warmer, or allow the awareness to grow, make space for it. And then as you're going, it's possible that you're still thinking more than is useful for the dawn of awareness to arise. And you're like, you know, caught up and absorbed in those menus or whatever it is your thing is. And you don't find it particularly useful to keep thinking this way. One option that can be helpful is to kindly, gently give yourself a walking instruction. And, you know, you're a little busy talking to yourself that way, but sometimes it's better than the alternative. And it's having thoughts that are actually kind of corralling you in, bring you in. Okay, here, this is what I'm doing. You might do that for a while, and then after a while, you might not need it because you've gotten the message that this is where you're going to be and what you're doing. So you might say to yourself, I'm like, okay, now I'm here to walk, and I've established a pace that brings me a sense of ease, and now I'm going to be in the kinesthetic experience, a sensory experience of what it's like to be walking. And so what is going on here as I step? If I'm walking relatively fast, let me feel the soles of the feet against the ground, the sensations of hardness and softness and pressure and shifting pressure. And that's maybe all you're aware of is the soles of the feet against the ground. It can be very grounding if there's a lot of emotions or a lot of disconnection with the present moment. To really feel that firm contact with the ground can be grounding and present moment creating. But if that's not needed, then you can maybe walk slower. And then generally it's nice to feel the leg or the feet that are doing the stepping. Just kind of allow the attention to kind of move through the body and down into the lower legs. And then as the foot lifts, there's a variety of sensations that come into play. And those sensations are like being absorbed in the sponge down there. Where do these sensations come from? What are sensations? You don't exactly create those sensations. They just arise. And what's it like for sensations to be born and to arise and to appear? And what's the sensory apparatus that can be aware of these? It's kind of like a miracle. Wow. And then you're aware of the sensations as the foot lifts maybe and as it comes down. And then you shift your attention to the back foot. And you maybe if you're still thinking a lot, okay, now back foot. Let's feel that. Oh yeah, last time I was aware of the pushing off. Let's do that again. and then maybe after the foot leaves the ground, let me feel what happens there as I leave the ground. What sensations come into play? What are the muscles working? It's a little bit busy to talk that way to yourself, but if you don't need to, then don't, of course. But then you feel the movements and they come down. As you're getting into it and you still maybe need thinking to help corral you and be present, you can use a very subtle kind of thought, a one-word thought that, again, it may be better than the alternative. And because sometimes giving the thinking mind something to do keeps it on track better than an idle mind gets in trouble. And so it can be as simple as saying to yourself with each step, stepping, stepping, or lifting, placing. If you're walking particularly slow, lifting, moving, placing. And it isn't so important the word as much as how the word is kind of encouraging you to receive those sensations. Be right there with it. Feel it, what's going on. Be with what's going on. I've sometimes used the word, some of you know, used the word here, and maybe every step here. And just be very open to hear what's here. And sometimes I don't even feel, don't give priority to the feet and the legs, but just here as a way of opening to whatever wants to be here and be aware of it. And then do it again here. So there's a variety of ways. What we're trying to do is promote this present moment awareness. As people settle in, that present moment awareness tends to get stronger. One way to get stronger is to keep it really simple. Just the feet. Just the feet moving, lifting, moving, placing, lifting, moving, placing. If you're walking relatively slow and you come to the end of your little pathway and turn around, I find it helpful to stop fully and just take stock in a relaxed way. Because often if you go continuously and you just pivot around and continuously walk back and forth, it masks the mind is drifting off in thought. So coming to that full stop gives you a chance to check in, turn around, check in, and then start again and kind of move back across your pathway. And if there's a lot of thoughts or a lot of emotions that arise, it might be useful to stop in your tracks as you do walking meditation and close your eyes and take stock. Just fully acknowledge what's going on. And that full acknowledgement sometimes makes it easier then to start up again. You might think, so this idea of avoiding straining in your effort, sometimes the growth of this present moment awareness works better if you're not trying too hard to do it. And so this idea that good enough awareness is good enough. If you overdo the practice and try too hard, you actually sometimes make it even harder, and you're more likely to drift off in thought. And have this idea that you're here in a loving way, in a kind way, in a receptive way, and you're here for the long term to kind of settle in and let the warmth of the sun fill you, and or that let the fog gently make you refreshingly wet or something. And you're in it, the persistence, the it being in it and slowly letting it grow and develop tends to be more useful in the long term than, okay, this is the walking period where I'm going to, do it and whatever that it is. And just like, okay, no strain. But without strain, persistence. Giving yourself over to it, just in a gentle, loving way, and then as you let go of your thoughts, part of the advantage of letting go of thinking is that then there's more room in awareness for awareness to take in the present moment, to take in the present moment experience. And so you might, if you let go of your thoughts to be more here, don't let go of the thoughts and then strain, try harder. But let go of your thoughts and let go into more kind of an open present moment awareness, maybe with the feet as they step, or the legs, or your whole kinesthetic body, and slowly kind of letting the dawn of awareness kind of come. And finally, in walking meditation here at IRC, there's a walking hall. We walk the short distance back and forth so more people can be in here. You're welcome to walk around the decks. You're welcome to walk in the hallways, the big community room downstairs. Some people feel quite content to walk in their rooms. Some of the rooms are longer than others, but you don't get quite the 20, 30 paces. But some people find that doing their rooms, there's not a lot of distractions, and so that's a nice place to do it. And outdoors, of course, so you're welcome to go outdoors and the forest deck and. And there are these walking paths in the garden, a variety of places around here, these designated pathways, trails, wonderful trails that go nowhere, back and forth. So I hope you enjoy the walking. I hope you find a way to for the intimacy or care or love of just being engaged here that this vehicle for developing present moment awareness is something that you feel nourished by, and by doing it, and so you feel inspired. Just kind of give yourself over to it and keep doing it. And again, if you're this is new to you, it's going to be a while before it clicks for you and really works probably, and if you feel like you feel the benefits of it. So if it makes sense to do what I'm about to say, you can try. Trust me. Just do it. Just trust me and do it. So, great. So then at 11 o'clock, I'll give some posture instruction, and I'll announce it then again. But as I said yesterday, if you're new, you particularly want to stay if you never had posture instruction. But also, if you've been a long time and never a practitioner, never had actually the full posture instruction, you might find it useful to stay, and they might pick up something that's nice. And so, anything else? Great. So, thank you, and enjoy your day.